In the past few years, stealth advertising has also been increasingly popular, especially on the internet. Elizabeth Blair reports that it's recession-friendly because it's cheaper than traditional TV advertising.
Stealth advertising is so low-key, it doesn't look like advertising at all. When it works, it's usually pretty clever. Take the video of guys jumping and backflipping into jeans.
At least there's no zipper.
The video was paid for by Levi's at a fraction of the cost of a TV commercial. Levi's then paid a relatively modest fee to the feed company, which planted the video and a conversation about it on the web. Josh Warner, president of the feed company, says the video's been viewed about 14 million times.
Your marketing, if you're successful, is going to be done by your actual audience. And it's where you're getting a return on your investment that can really, really explode through the roof.
The media also helped promote Levi's by showing or writing about the jump into jeans video. The online versions of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, David Letterman, MSNBC, and Good Morning America.
Now, but it is really cool stunt work.
And what would it have cost to buy a 30-second spot on those networks?
Oh, you know, you're talking about $100,000. $200,000 on a primetime morning show.
Stealth ads are very cheap to execute because you generally don't have to buy expensive media time.
Warren Berger is the author of the books Advertising Today and Hoopla. He believes we will absolutely see a lot more stealth and viral advertising during the recession.
I think you're going to see lots more of it, not only because of the recession, but just because we're in a more environment now where viral messages can be very effective.
But they're risky. There's no guarantee a quirky video will get passed around the web. And that's why Eric Hirschberg of the agency Deutsche LA thinks we'll see less of what he calls advertising party tricks.
I think during the recession, you'll see less of an appetite for that from clients because, you know, there's an intensity and immediacy to their need to sell.
But Hirschberg says he doesn't necessarily think that's wise. He says now more than ever, people need to be charmed, and creative viral advertising can do that. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.